You're listening to SBS News.
First of all, tell me a little bit about your recollection of that that moment that everyone's been talking about, which is almost 50 years ago.
Yes. Well, at that moment, I was up in the control room of the Parkes Radar Telescope together with quite a few other people, including Americans and our Australian crew, driver, our director and others. And we were watching, well, most of us were watching this little green TV set where we could see the lander module sitting on the surface of the moon, and then Armstrong coming down the ladder and finally putting his foot down onto the moon and making his famous speech. And I think a big cheer must have gone up when that happened.
An amazing moment. And how do you feel now looking back on that? I mean, obviously there's going to be a lot of looking back on it in the next couple of weeks, but how do you feel now looking back on being part of such a momentous moment?
Well, I think it is quite amazing. It didn't really strike me, I don't think, until we were all finished tracking the moon and was all safely done, that I went down outside the telescope with my camera and took a photo of the telescope, which included the storm, which was disappearing. And I thought to myself, well, how amazing it all is that all these people have cooperated together to make this possible. And up there at the moon that I could see, there were three men, who had two of them on the surface of the moon and had successfully been put there. And I was quite amazed that we had a part in doing that.
Tell me a little bit about your technically what your role was on the day.
Well, I'm an electronic engineer trained in Adelaide, and my role had been to look after the radio receiving equipment, which had been provided by NASA and installed in our focus cabin. It consisted of what we call a feed, which was sort of an antenna right at the focus, designed by CSIRO, a special new design, and then the receiving amplifiers called parametric amplifiers attached to that, and then again into equipment which transformed these signals from the spacecraft in a form suitable, strong enough to be sent down radio cable, electrical cables to the equipment which NASA had provided to receive it all.
And it must be odd to think that, you know, in this modern day with all the technology that we have now, that 50 years ago we were able to send someone to the surface of the moon and also broadcast that live on television.
Yes, well, it was quite amazing. These days it would probably be done in a somewhat different manner, digital more matter. But yes, it is quite extraordinary. The signals had to be not only received at the Parkes Telescope, they had to be sent to Sydney, to a centre there, and then transmitted by a series of links, including satellite, I think, over to the States, and transmitted around the world. So the technology may have been different, but it still was successful.
I mean, there haven't really been any sort of lunar expeditions since the Apollo mission finished in the early 70s. So did you all realise that how big a moment the moon landing was, not just in the sense that it was the first one, but that this wouldn't be something that would be happening on a regular basis from then on, really?
No, well, we knew that there would be further Apollo missions, but I think events moved on, and I think even the public in the US perhaps began to think, we've seen all this before, no, we don't want to see it again. And, well, then they moved on to other things.
50 years, obviously, since Armstrong landed on the moon. How quickly is that 50 years gone? How well do you remember it? Do you often think about what happened that day?
Well, I do, because if I'm meeting someone and they want to know, what work I've been doing, and when I said I've been worked at the Parkes Telescope, they nearly always know where Parkes is. Well, they know of it, they've heard of it, and they always ask, were you there at Apollo 11? And when I say that I was, it's always a good point of discussion to go through it. So, yes, I remember the day quite clearly, not all its details, but I remember several important points.
And how do you think you'll feel in a couple of weeks of that when at the moment, 50 years on, and there'll be all so many people there to enjoy it? How do you think you'll feel when you think that you really were a part of what another guy who I've interviewed described as the most momentous moment in mankind?
Yes, well, I'll feel rather special, I suppose, in that I've been able to take part in it. I mean, it was really a matter of chance, because it was not even thought of when I came here 2 years before. And it's one of those things that comes up when you're doing a job, and that's what you do. You do your job.
And that job became part of history. It must be...
Yeah, it did. Yes, it did. So happened. Yes, so it could have been. Yeah.
What I mean, obviously, you were such a part of that day, but how do you see things panning out in the future in terms of lunar exploration? Do you think it's something that you'd like to see revisited now? I mean, Donald Trump's talked about NASA getting back to the moon in the next 5 years or so, and obviously it's been a long time since lunar exploration was really on the menu, so to speak. Is it something you'd like to see happen again?
I'm really not quite sure. I'm not too keen on people digging up the moon and digging up asteroids and so on, making a big mine out of them. But, I'm not really sure. It would be quite interesting. I guess there's a lot more to discover about the moon, so, which is shedding light on the origin of the moon and the origin of the Earth. So I think from the scientific point of view, I would be interested in seeing if more can be found out in that area.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for making some time for me today. I very much appreciate it.
No trouble.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.